Welcome to the ClearForge Daily Briefing. Today, we are looking at a quiet but significant shift in how work actually gets done. We often talk about AI as a tool for productivity, but we rarely talk about the friction that happens when that tool is not available inside the office walls. A new survey released this July reveals a startling statistic that every manager and business owner needs to hear. 44% of US workers have entered company data into personal AI accounts. To put that in perspective, that is nearly 4 out of every 10 people in your office or on your remote team. Even more concerning is that nearly 2/3 of those employees were completely unaware that using these personal accounts could violate their own confidentiality agreements or company policy. When we talk about shadow AI, we are not talking about malicious actors trying to steal data. We are talking about your most productive employees trying to get their work done faster. They have a draft email, a complex spreadsheet, or a piece of code that needs a quick review, and they turn to the most accessible AI tool they have on their personal phone or browser. The problem is that when you paste that data into a public, personal AI account, you are often feeding that information into a model training pipeline. That data is no longer private. It is now part of a massive external dataset. The survey broke down exactly what is being shared. We are talking about internal emails, financial figures, customer data, contracts, and even proprietary code.
This is not just a minor oversight. It is a significant governance risk. So why is this happening? It is happening because of a gap between the speed of work and the availability of secure, enterprise-grade tools. If your team has to jump through hoops to get access to an approved AI tool, or if the approved tool is slow, clunky, or limited, they will naturally gravitate toward the path of least resistance. They want to be efficient, and they want to use the best technology available. If you do not provide that technology within your security perimeter, they will find it elsewhere. This brings us to the practical takeaway for today. You need to audit your team's weekly workflows. Do not just look at the software they use. Look at the manual copy-pasting that happens between apps. If you see staff moving internal text into external browser windows to complete tasks, you have found your shadow AI hotspot. The solution is not just to ban these tools, which is often impossible to enforce, but to provide a managed workspace that keeps data inside your company's security perimeter. If you are a manager, you need to establish an explicit policy on copy-paste behaviour. Make it clear what is allowed and what is not. But more importantly, provide the tools that make the secure way the easiest way. If you are looking for a place to start, try a simple experiment. Test a document-to-messaging pipeline for client reviews.
Instead of having people download a PDF, open it in a separate viewer, mark it up, save it, and then re-upload it to a chat thread, use a platform that allows for direct annotation inside the messaging window. By keeping the document in one place, you reduce the need for people to move files around, which in turn reduces the temptation to use external AI tools to summarize or edit those files. When we look at the human impact of this, it is clear that productivity is the primary driver. We see this in other data as well, where offshore teams report massive gains when they are given standard enterprise AI stacks. The goal is to bridge the gap between regional and headquarters operations by ensuring everyone is working with the same secure and efficient toolset. As for our verdict on this issue, it is a clear call to action. Test carefully. Do not wait for a security breach to audit your workflows. Start by talking to your team about how they use AI today. Ask them what tools they wish they had access to, and why they feel the need to use personal accounts. You might find that the solution is not more restrictions, but better infrastructure. We will continue to track how these integrated software stacks evolve, especially as companies like Adobe move to embed these tools directly into our daily communication channels. For now, focus on visibility and providing your team with the secure, high-performance tools they need to do their best work without putting your company at risk. That is all for today's briefing. Stay secure, stay productive, and we will see you tomorrow.